Hello and welcome to another podcast from Medium John Chafer. Today I'd like to talk about how to protect yourself from other people's negative energy. Now, how many times have you spoke to someone and thought to yourself, this person is very negative towards life or something else in generally? And basically, you land up feeling at the end of the conversation tired and emotional, and you also pick up on their emotions, thinking to yourself, I do hope that doesn't happen again. But have you ever noticed how some people just enter a room and you can feel their energy? Well, some people have a calming, soothing energy. Others cause us to feel anxious and on edge. Unfortunately, we go through our life and sometimes don't realise what we are picking up from people. Somebody in a shop, pub, or even on the road that you may talk to. But how can we protect ourselves, we ask. And yes, there are ways. This podcast addresses the problem in a nutshell. What you will be doing is setting boundaries. The following suggestions put some of the boundaries you can set in order to protect yourself and preserve your sanity. Keep your own power. One of the problems that happens is when you're around a person with negative energy is that you can easily give that person permission to steal your joy or otherwise impact on your own state of mind in a negative way. So make the decision to hold on to yourself and your power and refuse to let the negative person own you. Stay positive, think positive, be hopeful and be grateful. Make a decision to find the good in your life and don't allow another person's miserableness to define you or your day in any way. Imagine yourself as a separate person you are and remind yourself that you're only responsible for your life, not anybody else's. Ignore the perpetrator. This takes a concerted effort, as do all the suggestions in this podcast. Before you walk into the situation with a person with negative energy, make the decision ahead of time that you will simply ignore him or her. Once you have made this decision, it becomes easy. When you start falling prey to assuming you can have a conversation with the person, remind yourself that you've already decided to ignore them. Give the silent treatment. This is similar to ignoring, yet a little bit more active than that. Usually, it is considered rude to ignore other people by giving them that silent treatment. However, in light of coping with a difficult person, studies have shown that giving someone the silent treatment can be an easier way to interact with a difficult person than having an actual conversation. So, move to a different space, because it is so often easy to absorb another person's energy. I find it helpful to remove myself from the negative person's energy field. If you are having difficulties remaining objective and non-affected by the offending person, simply move away from their atmosphere. Maybe you are an empath and you tend to absorb other people's emotions rather easily. It's good for you to realise this and protect yourself using any means necessary. Look away from the person. It's much easier to stay in your own space and to protect yourself from negative people by pretending they're not there. It's easy to do this by not looking at the person. Remind yourself to look away if you catch yourself noticing that person. Use imaginary. Imagine yourself surrounded by a protective shield. Picture yourself with an aura of positive energy surrounding you and imagine outwards from you. Use that imagination to picture how you want to feel when you're in the presence of a person who tends to drain the positivity right out of you. This process works because it's a form of practice. As with the concept of practice makes perfect, practicing in your mind how you want to see yourself changes the way your mind thinks. Now, you can also give the negative energy back. If you find yourself absorbing the negativity, despite your best efforts, use imagination as well to visualize yourself removing the negativity from yourself and placing it back on the other person where it belongs. To do this, stop and think for a minute how you feel and where you feel the negative emotions. Once you establish this, picture yourself letting the negativity flow out of and off of you, seeing it being released into the atmosphere and flowing back to the source. But you can also use crystals to protect yourself from negative energy. The most common one is amethyst. The purple stone is said to be incredibly protective, healing and purifying. It is claimed it can help rid of the mind of negative thoughts and bring forth humility, sincerity and spiritual wisdom. Also, you can use obsidian, which is known as volcanic glass. It's made from molten lava that cooled very quickly. By nature, it works fast as a protective shield from negativity. It soaks up bad vibes like a sponge and should therefore be cleansed often. You can always carry these small crystals in your pocket, but again, please make sure you remember to cleanse them. If you have negative energy in a house, for example, an argument, the kids have caused a lot of problems, there are certain oils that can be used, for example, lavender oil. Anxious or nervous feelings can feel suffocating at times and cause a very negative mindset and emotional state. The soothing aroma of lavender oil has been researched and shown to provide a calming effect on your nervous system and mental state. Many people use lavender oil to remove negative and anxious feelings, but prevent them from getting a good night's sleep. That being said, well-being, rested and calm to help you start your day with positive energy. Peppermint oil. If you feel like your mind is full of bad energy, troubling thoughts or even stress, peppermint oil can help you refresh and regain mental clarity. The other way of removing negative energy, especially if you have this in the house, is burning sage or smudging the house. This is a very old Native American tradition and is used in the modern world a lot now. I do hope you have enjoyed the podcast and look forward to next time. If you do want to contact me, please contact me at John Chaff, that's JohnChF 43@AOL.com. Once again, thank you for listening.